周围的环境如何，或者我们内心的情况如何，神都是我们的避难所，也是我们的力量。
Beloved, God is on the throne, and He is in control of everything.
神高高在宝座上，他掌管一切。
Let us pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们天上父亲，我们感谢赞美你。
Thank you and praise you that this afternoon all of us can gather here to worship you.
我们感谢你，因为今天下午我们能够一起聚集来这边来敬拜你。
Indeed, you are the Almighty God.
是的，你是全能的天父。
You are the Alpha and you are the Omega.
你是始，你也是终。
You are the beginning and the end.
你是开始，也是结束。
You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords.
是万王之王，也是万主之主。
O Lord, may you direct our hearts towards you this afternoon.
使我们的心能够归向你。
May you give us a listening ear.
赐给我们受教的耳朵。
And may you impart to us an obedient heart.
能够赐给我们一个受教的心。
As we come before you,
来到主你面前的时候，
we thank and praise you.
我们感谢，再次赞美你。
In the mighty name of Jesus our Lord.
奉耶稣基督的圣名求的
，Amen. You know, the title of my message this afternoon is "Be still and know that I'm God."
今天我下午的正道的题目是：你们要休息，要安静，知道我是神。
Just for your information, this message is derived from various sources and also part of it from what I've learned from the Lord.
今天这个正道呢，是从圣经当中各个部分所率选出来的，也是可能我个人经验能够体验出来的。
It's not just from the Bible, also from external sources.
不只是圣经，也是有从圣经以外的一些资料。
You know, Exodus chapter 14 is one of the most dramatic chapters in the whole Bible.
出埃及记第十四章呢，是圣经当中其中一个最戏剧性的一章经文。
If you watch the movie, I think this will be a very exciting, dramatic movie.
如果你刚欣赏过他的电影的话，你会相信他是非常精彩的。
You know, in the Bible passage we read that it tells us that after Pharaoh came to know the Israelites had left Egypt, he and his official changed their mind.
当法老知道那个以色列人真的离开埃及的时候，他和他的官长们就改变了主意。
You know, Pharaoh then took 600 of his best chariots, and together with his troops, he chased after the Israelites.
他就带率领了他600个车长，然后还有其他的精兵一起来追赶以色列人。
As Pharaoh approached, the people of Israel looked up and panicked.When they saw the Egyptian overtaking them,
当法老追上的时候，那个以色列人看到他们追兵来到面前的时候呢，他们就开始紧张了。
They were overcome by fear and they cried out unto the Lord.
他们非常的惧怕，向神呼求，大声的呼求。
They said to Moses, "Was it because there were no grave in Egypt that you brought us to the desert to die?"
他们向摩西抱怨说，是不是因为埃及没有坟地呢，你带领我们来到旷野呢？
You know, these people now found that they are caught between two evil.
现在呢，他们被两个邪恶当中呢卡住了，卡在两个邪恶当中。
Between the Egyptian army and between the Red Sea.
就在那个埃及的军兵还有这个红海之间被卡住了。
They are trapped.
被卡住了。
Moses then answered the people, "Do not be fearful. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord."
所以摩西这么回复以色列说：“你们站住，来看看神今天要为你们施行的救恩。”
You know, when I read this message, I was asking myself.
当我读这段经文的时候，我就自己问我自己
：Why are the people of Israel so fearful.
为什么以色列人这么惧怕呢？
Why do they allow the Egyptian army to fill their hearts with fear?
为什么会允许这个埃及的军队呢？使他们这么恐惧呢？
You know, when they are in Egypt, they had experienced almost 1 year of miraculous plagues, one after another.
他们在埃及的时候，将近一年的时间，经历神一个又一个的神迹，一个实灾的一个呈现出来。
Beloved brothers and sisters, it's not 1 year, one or two miracles. It's 10 miracles.
不是一年只是一两个神迹，而是连续的十个神迹出现。
What have they seen?
他们看见什么呢？
The 10 plagues that God used to judge Egypt was indeed miracles after miracles.
神使用这个十灾来审判埃及人，是一个又接一个的神迹。
The 10 plagues include the turning of water to blood.
包括水变血。
The 9th plague was a thick darkness, the whole land of Egypt so dark that the Egyptian, they had to feel their way around.
所以那个第九灾呢，是黑暗之灾，这么暗，导致埃及人伸手不见五指。
Finally, all the Egyptian firstborn son, including Pharaoh's son, died.
最后一灾呢，是杀长子之灾，甚至连法老的长子也不例外。
And in addition to the miraculous plague, they saw the pillar of cloud and the pillar of fire guiding them in the desert by day and by night.
除了这个十灾之外呢，他们也经历了神的云柱、火柱，昼夜不断的保护，带领他们经过旷野的路。
Beloved brothers and sisters, the Almighty God had freed the Israelites from slavery in Egypt through all the miracles.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这个全能的神呢，带领以色列人从埃及为奴之家出来，借着他的神迹把他们领出了埃及。
And in the desert, he had shown his presence with them through the pillar of cloud and fire.
在旷野之中也用云柱火柱来指引带领他们。
They had the presence of God with them.
他们有神的同在。
Yet they are still in fear as they see the approaching Egyptian army.
但是在看到那个埃及军兵逼近的时候，他们充满了惧怕。
Personally, I believe that one of the reasons that they are fearful is they do not have really a personal relationship with God in their life.
我相信其中一个他们惧怕的原因，是因为他们没有跟神有一个个人的关系。
They do not really know God.
他们不是真实的认识神。
They may have seen all the miracles of God, but they do not really know God.
他们可能经历了神所施行的各种神迹，但是他们并不是真的认识神。
How can we know God?
我们怎么样真实的认识神呢？
We can see this in the life of Moses.
我们可以借着摩西的一生来探讨这个问题。
You know, Moses was 40 years old when he killed an Egyptian for striking a Hebrew slave.
我们知道摩西在40岁的时候呢，因为击杀了一个埃及人，40岁的时候他杀了一个埃及人，因为那个埃及人欺负了那个希伯来的奴隶。
You know, from a baby, Moses had been raised in Pharaoh's house as an adopted son of Pharaoh's daughter.
在婴孩的时候呢，摩西就已经被法老的女儿领养做他自己的儿子。
And in the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that Moses was instructed in all the wisdom of the Egyptian, and he was mighty in his words and in his deeds.
在使徒行传告诉我们，摩西呢学会了埃及人各种各样的学问，而且在言语行为上都蛮有才能。
You know, Moses at the age of 40, he is strong, he is educated, and he is skilled.
在40岁的这个摩西呢，他又有强壮，又受过教育，又有才能。
He has political power, he has military knowledge, he has physical gifting, and he has deep sympathy for his people, the Israelites.
他有那个政治的能力，他有军事的知识，他有这个强壮的体格。 而且呢，他还有对以色列人抱着那个同情的心态。
Moses at the age of 40 is at the peak of his life.
在40岁的时候是在人生的巅峰。
With his ability, with his capability, surely he is the man to deliver God's people from Egypt.
按他的能力，按他的才能的话，他肯定是神所要拣选带领他以色列人离开埃及的那一位。
What do you think? Surely, right? And the Israelite will understand him for killing the Egyptian.
对我们想的话，应该是这样吧。那以色列人应该能够理解为什么摩西要杀死那个埃及人。
But unfortunately, his people rejected him.
但是呢，事实正好相反。以色列人拒绝了摩西。
And Pharaoh wanted to kill him.
法老也想杀他。
And he is left with no option, but he had to flee to the wilderness.
所以导致他没有其他的选择，就逃离了，逃去了旷野来避难。
Moses then entered 40 years of insignificance and suffering in the wilderness.
接下来就是摩西40年在旷野一个微不足道的一个生活，还有在那边受苦受磨练的生活。
But beloved brothers and sisters, God does some of his best work in the wilderness.
但亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神的工作呢，就往往最好的工作都是在旷野那个事情出来的。
In 40 years laterGod met Moses at a burning bush.
40年后呢，神在燃烧的荆棘中向摩西显现。
Moses had been an ordinary shepherd in a forgotten area.
摩西呢，已经在这个被人遗忘的地方做了一个毫不起眼的一个牧羊人。
But now, God want to use this Moses.
现在呢，但是神现在却要使用这样的一个摩西。
Not the earlier young Moses at 40.
不是之前的那个40岁的时候的摩西。
Moses responded, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
摩西这么回答，我是谁呢？我怎么能够去站在法老面前带领以色列人，你的孩子离开埃及呢？
Moses and weak, and he even said that he can't even talk well.
摩西非常的软弱，他甚至说他是拙口笨舌的人。
And why would God choose him?
为什么神要使用他呢？拣选他呢？
And why now?
为什么现在才使用他呢？
You know, God weakens Moses so that he will know who is really in control.
神使摩西软弱下来的，让摩西学习，让他认识到谁才是真正掌管一切的神。
God actually does not need Moses, but Moses needs God.
神不需要摩西，但是摩西需要神。
Moses knows his weakness, and through him, he knows that God will overthrow the world's mightiest nation at that time and redeem his people.
摩西知道认识到自己的软弱，他也知道神能够借着他来使用他，能够把世界上当时最强的一个国家能够推翻。
Through the 40 years, Moses came to know God.
经过40年的磨练呢，摩西认识了神。
Beloved, God does not need our ability or our capability.
神不需要我们的能力或者我们的才能。
God actually needs is our availability.
神所要的是我们愿意能够拿出来被神使用的一个心。
You know, the Bible in 2 Corinthians say, God can use the broken jars of clay, people like Moses.
哥林多后书这么说到，神能够使用破碎的器皿、瓦器，能够来成就他的旨意，就好像使用摩西一样。
Beloved brothers and sisters, it takes 40 years for Moses to know God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，摩西花了40年的时间来认识神。
You know, just like Moses We know God by spending time with Him.
就好像摩西一样，我们如何认识神呢？就是花时间与神相处。
Together we get to know Him today by reading His Word, talking with Him, and listening to Him.
我们能够如何认识神呢？今天我们可以借着阅读神的话来跟他说话，跟他祷告，来聆听他，来认识他。
It takes time to really know that God is greater than our greatest enemy.
需要很长的时间，我们才能认识到神比我们最大的仇敌还更伟大。
It takes time to know that God is even stronger than the strongest Egyptians.
需要经历一段时间，我们才能认识到神比最强壮的埃及人还更强壮。
It takes time to really know that God is even mightier than the mighty Pharaoh.
甚至比最有能力的法老还更加有能力。
Thank God that in our church we have a strong emphasis on reading and knowing God's word.
最感谢主，我们教会能够持守，能够这么注重阅读神的话。
Thank God that our Sunday school, our young people, our young adult, even our adult, we are all learning to really know the Word of God.
所以感谢主，我们甚至我们的主日学，我们的年轻人都一起来学习认识神的话。
Let us pray that our knowledge of God will not be just in the head.
让我们祈求神不只是把这个知识变成我们头脑里的知识。
But also in our heart, in our daily life, and in our daily actions.
而是能进入到我们心中，在我们日常生活上能够活出来。
Secondly, why are the Israelites so fearful?
为什么第二呢？为什么以色列人这么惧怕呢？
Another reason is that instead of turning their eyes towards the Almighty God, they are looking at the Egyptian army, and they are allowing their circumstances.To defeat them.
所以第二个原因呢，是与其转眼仰望神，他们的眼睛是看着埃及的军队，让那个环境的在这个环境，让环境能够进入他们心中的时候，就把他们打败了。
Instead of looking up to God, they are looking down at the Egyptian army.
所以他们没有仰望神，而是往下看，看到埃及军队来了。
They forgot the Almighty God who is with them.
他们忘了这个全能的神是与他们同在。
And Moses had to remind them, do not be fearful.
所以摩西提醒他们不要惧怕。
Do not need to be afraid because the God who had delivered you from slavery in Egypt will deliver you from Pharaoh and his mighty army.
因为这一个神，这一个带领你们出埃及为奴之家的神，也必定保守你们，带领你们，救赎你们离开法老的手和他的全军。
Similarly, today when we are afraid, let us remember to turn our eyes to God.
同样的，今天我们感到惧怕的时候，让我们学习记得要仰望耶稣。
You know, as the hymn writer said,
这个诗歌的作者这么说道。
我们一起来读这个诗歌的作者说什么？当
转眼
仰望耶稣，
定睛在他奇妙之容，在救主荣耀恩典大光中，世上事必然变为虚空。
Yes, we should turn our eyes upon Jesus.
是的，我们应该转眼仰望耶稣。
Yes, we should be focused on the Lord and Himself.
是，我们应该定睛在神身上。
And the things of earth will grow strangely dim.
世上的事必然显为虚空。
In the light of His glory and grace.
在救主荣耀恩典的大光中。
Who is this God?
这位神是什么样的神呢？怎么样的神呢？
You know, the Bible also tell us.
圣经也告诉我们。
Let us read together.
小子们
啊，
你们
是属神的，
并
且
圣的。
因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。Yes, the Bible in 1 John 4:4 tell us, You are from God, all of us, you are from God, you have overcome them, because greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world.
对，约翰一书四章四节就这么告诉我们，我们是属神的，并且已经胜了他们，因为在我们里面的比呢在世上的世界上的更大。
And Moses then told the Israelite to stand firm.
接着呢，摩西告诉以色列人要站住，站稳。
Beloved brothers and sisters, in time of crisis, what will you do?
亲爱弟兄姐妹们，你碰到困难的时候，你怎么做呢？
You know, very often for me, this is what I would do.
常常呢，我会这么做。
I would think of ways and means to fix the problem.
我会想办法用自己的方式来解决问题。
Instead of being quietened before God and waiting upon God, I would be busy thinking of how to solve the problem.
那不是在神安静等待神的时间呢，而是呢会一直在那边思想，我要怎么样能够靠我自己的努力来解决问题。
You know, honestly, I'm quite impatient. And often I will make the matter worse.
其实我是一个没有什么耐心的人，常常就把事情把它弄巧反拙了。
You know, when I remember when I first bought my first car in Canada, I was very happy, you know.
对，我记得我在加拿大买到我第一部车的时候呢，我非常高兴。
You know, I migrated from Singapore, and in Singapore, I don't own any car.
我是从新加坡移民过来的，在新加坡的时候，我没有拥有任何车。
Always, weekend, always borrow my sister car.
在周末的时候，我就跟我的姐姐或者妹妹借他们的车来用。
So it's very nice. I have a car in Singapore.
所以很感谢主，我在新加坡还有车子能开。
And I tell you, you know why? Because it is very expensive to own a car in Singapore.
因为新加坡要拥有一部车辆呢是非常昂贵的。
Those of you who came from Asia, you know that to buy one car in Singapore, you can buy at least three cars in Canada.
所以如果你们从那些亚洲来的国家，可能你们知道，在新加坡拥有一部车子呢，在这边可能可以买三部车了。
And I heard that recently, you know, before you buy the car, you must buy a piece of paper, you know, then you can go and buy the car.
所以我知道呢，最近新的条例出来，就是你在买车之前，你还要向申请一个拥车证。
And you know what's the price of that paper now?
就单单这么一张纸。
You know, before you buy the car, you buy the paper, and it costs almost $100,000.
就单单在申请那个拥车证，这么一张纸呢，大概就是大概10万块加币。
So it's nice to have a car.
所以很感谢主，我这边觉得很有一部车是非常享受的一件事。
But mine is only a Corolla, that's all, huh? 不是那个高级的车。
所以是普通的车。
Oh, then one day I found out that there are some dirty stain on the front part of my car.
就有一天我看到我车子前面的那个部分呢，有一些污垢。
You know the front part, there are quite a number of dirty stains, and I tried to remove them with soap and water, but the stains are very stubborn. They refuse to go off.
所以我用那个肥皂还有水呢，想要清理掉，但是这个污垢却洗不掉。
In my impatience, I went to buy a piece of sandpaper to remove the stain.
就在那个没有耐心的时候呢，我就去买一张砂纸。
And I used the sandpaper to remove all the stain on the car.
所以那个砂纸呢，想要用它除掉那些污垢。
Imagine the horror when I realized that after I removed the stain, my car got so many ugly scratches caused by the sandpaper.
当我用这个砂纸来除掉那污垢的时候，除掉之后呢，发现我的车子被刮花了。
No, oh yo. You know, similarly in our Christian life, instead of being patient and waiting upon God, sometimes we do things our own way.And the end result can be disastrous.
所以同样的，在我们基督徒生命当中，常常我们缺乏耐心，安静等候神的这个耐心的时候，想用自己的方法来处理事情，都会弄巧反拙。
Thank God, for me, it is only concerning my car.
感谢主，这只是一部车子罢了。
What happened if it is related to the people close to me?
or to my own personal life.
如果是发生在我的生命或者我周围亲爱的人的家人的生命上的话，那会是怎么样的结果呢？
You know, many a times the Bible tells us to wait upon God.
其实圣经常常提醒我们要安静等候神。
And this is what Isaiah 40:31 says.
以赛亚书40章31节这么说到。
我们一起来读。但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们出跑却不倦，行走却不乏。Yes, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
是的，那等候耶和华的必重新得力。
They shall mount with wings like eagle.
他们必如鹰展翅上腾。
We need to be still and to stand firm to see the power of the Almighty God.
我们需要安静，我们需要休息，来等候，来看，观看神这奇妙的作为。
You know, this reminds me of another situation in the Bible where how the Israelites conquered the city of Jericho.
这也让我想起另外一个圣经的记载呢，就是以色列人如何战胜耶利哥城。
You know, for 6 days, Joshua marched his troops around the city, blowing ram horns.
约书亚带领他的士兵呢，军队呢，6天的时间就绕城游行。
And on the 7th day, they march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets.
是在第七天的时候呢，绕城7圈，然后由祭司来吹角。
After a long blast on the trumpets, the whole army gave a loud shout, and the wall of Jericho came tumbling down.
对，那个绕城完了，角声，那个长的角声吹完之后呢，整个军队一起大声喊叫。耶利哥城就倒塌了。
Imagine what would happen if after 6 days, the Israelites decided not to wait for God, decided not to march around the city of Jericho anymore.
想想看，如果以色列人在第六天的时候就决定说够了，不用再绕城了。
You know, they decided not to wait upon God and trust Him at all.
他们可能决定说：“哎呀，不需要再等待神了，也不需要再信靠神了。”
It seems they are not doing anything but just walking and walking, you know.
他们六天的时间好像没做什么，就是在那边绕城走罢了。
You know, brothers and sisters, in our life, sometimes being still does not mean that we do nothing.
亲爱弟兄姐妹们，在我们在生命当中安静或者等候的时候，并不代表说一定是我们什么都不做。
Instead, it means that we should stand firm in what God has called us to do and where God wants us to be.
另外一个角度呢，就是在那边站住或者站稳，能够清楚知道神呼召我们所要做的事情，而且神要我们去的地方。
See, when God asks us to do a particular task, we should obey Him. Even at times, it seems that we are going nowhere.
所以神在呼召我们做某一件事情的时候，我们就应该很努力的遵守神的吩咐，甚至在那些好像没有进展的事上，也能够持续的持守的遵照神的吩咐来做。
So as the Israelites honored God and trusted Him, God performed the impossible, and they conquered Jericho.
当以色列人遵从神的时候，信靠神的时候，神就使那不可能发生的事情成为事实，他们就战胜了耶利哥。
Just as the Israelites saw the walls of Jericho tumbling down, the Israelites in the book of Exodus saw the Red Sea open.
就好像那个以色列人看到耶利哥城倒塌的时候，同样的，以色列人也在出埃及的时候看到那个红海怎么样分开。
Wow! They witnessed one of the greatest display of God's power in the Old Testament.
他们经历在旧约圣经当中神所施行的其中两个最大的神迹。
As we know, they crossed the Red Sea, and they saw the entire Egyptian army drown in the Red Sea.
当他们过红海的时候，他们看见了那个埃及的全军都被那个红海淹没了。
Beloved,What a mighty God we serve.
我们所侍奉的神是如此的伟大。
I would like to invite all of us now to rise And let us sing, 你真伟大。
主啊，我神，我每口祭目观看，你手所造一切奇妙大功，看见心思，又听到隆隆雷声，你的大荣填满了一。
请坐。Indeed, our God is a great God.
是的，我们的神是个伟大的神。
Without Him, the Israelites are helpless and hopeless when they face their enemies.
如果没有神的话呢，以色列人是毫无能力、毫无希望的。当他们面对他们敌人的时候，就是如此。
For them to defeat and to be safe from their enemies, God will have to do it.
如果要打败敌人，要从敌人手中得到拯救的话，神必须亲自成就这件事。
And in their crisis, the Israelites look unto the Lord to defeat the invincible Egyptian army.
他们碰到如此大的困难的时候，以色列人学习如何仰望神。来打败这一个强大的埃及军队。
And they learn to wait upon the Lord to destroy the indestructible Jericho wall.
也学习如何耐心的静观神的作为，来使这个耶利哥城墙倒塌。
Beloved brothers and sisters, today we are just like the Israelites.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天我们就好像以色列人一样。
The Bible tells us that we are lost in sins.And we need a redeemer.
圣经告诉我们，我们是沉沦，我们死在罪中的，我们需要一个拯救者。
All of us, we are helpless and we are hopeless without a savior.
我们都是无助的，我们都是没有希望的。如果没有一个救赎主的话，我们的情况就是如何。
As the Lord delivered the Israelites from Egypt, similarly, today He delivered you and me as we trust Him.As our Lord and Savior.
神如何救赎以色列人脱离埃及？同样的，今天神也必定救你和我，只要我们信靠他，成为我们生命的主和救主。
How much did God love you and me?
神如何爱我们呢？
See, 2,000 years ago, He willingly left His heavenly riches for you.
2,000 年前呢，他从天上荣华富贵让舍弃了天上的荣华富贵，只为了你和我。
He became a man to fully understand you.
成为人的样式来经历我们所经历的。
He suffered and he died on the cross to save you.
受死死在十字架上，为了拯救我们。
After his resurrection, he ascended to heaven to prepare a place for you and me.
在复活之后升天到那个天上，为我们预备。我们的家
After his ascension, he sent the Holy Spirit to be with you.
升天之后呢，差派圣灵来与我们同住。
Is that all?
就这么如此吗？
What did the Bible say?
圣经如何说到呢？
He's right now sitting at the right hand of God, day and night, 24/7. He intercedes and he pray for you.
圣经告诉我们，现在他就坐在神的右边。为什么要做什么呢？就是昼夜不住的为我们祈求。
And soon, very soon, the book of Revelation say this, he is coming soon to reward you.
启示录这么提醒我们呢，神来的日子近了，很快他就要来奖赏，赐给我们奖赏。
Yes, the Bible tell us that is how much Jesus love you and me.
这个圣经告诉我们，神是如此的爱我们。
As the hymn writer says, he gave his all for thee.
就如诗歌的作者这么说，他把全部都献给我们了。
He kept nothing for himself.
毫无保留。
He willingly gave up everything for you.
甘心的为我们放下了一切。
Beloved brothers and sisters, what have we give back to our Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们可以思考。我们是怎么样回应？我们怎么样回答？还有报答神呢
？In the book of Psalms, he say this.
诗人在诗篇这么说道。
让我们一起来读：神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们患难中随时的帮助。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。You know, beloved brothers and sisters, God is our refuge and strength.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量。
Today, to fight against the world, the devil, and our own fallen Adamic nature is too much for us to handle.
今天我们要与世界，我们要与魔鬼撒旦，还有我们与我们自己本身堕落的亚当的本性来征战，是让我们真的是措手不及。
We can only live a victorious life as we depend upon our Almighty God.
如果要做过得胜的生活的话，我们必须要学习如何依靠我们这个全能的神，他是我们的力量，也是我们的避难所。
And in the Bibles, very often God seems to be always asking us to do the impossible.
圣经中常常叫我，好像叫我们说要做那些我们不可能做到的事。
You know, the Bible said, love your enemies, those who hate you.
比如说要爱那些恨你的人，你的仇敌，你爱他们。
And forgive those who betray you.
要饶恕那些出卖你的人。
And pray for those who persecute you.
为逼迫你的人来祷告。
Why did God always ask us to do the impossible?
为什么神好像叫我们做那些不可能做到的事情呢？
真的是不可能嘛。You know, the answer is in the book of Judges.
我们可以从士师记来得到答案。
In Judges chapter 7, God asked Gideon to fight the Midianites, the Amalekites, and the people of the east.
在士师记第七章的时候，神叫那个基甸呢，吩咐基甸来攻打那个米甸人、亚玛利人，还有东方来的军队。
You know, together the enemies, they have an army of more than 120,000 men.
敌人大概有12万多的军队，这么大。
Gideon, on the other hand, had only 32,000 men.
基甸呢，只有32,000个人。
The Lord told Gideon,
主这么吩咐基甸。
Oh, you have too many men with you.
他说你带的人太多了。
When you defeat the Midianites, you will boast that you did it with your own strength.
当你战胜米甸人的时候，你会心高气傲，会觉得这是靠你自己的能力做到的。
You will give all the glory to yourself.
你可能把荣耀全部归给自己。
See, the Lord then reduces Gideon's army from 32,000 to only 300.
所以神呢，就把基甸的军队从32,000人削减到了300人。
Imagine, no? 300 men fighting against 120,000 men.
想想看,300人对抗12万的庞大的军队。
It is an impossible task.
不可能的任务。
There is no way Gideon can defeat the Midianites and his allies.
没有可能基甸能够打败这个米甸的全军。
You know, the ratio is one man to 400 men.
比例是一对400的。
Wow. But the Bible tells us, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
圣经告诉我们神岂有难成的事吗？
Our God is the God who specializes in the impossible.
我们的神是那个专门处理那些不可能的事，专门成就那些不可能的事。
With God, the Bible says all things are possible.
在神凡事都能。
You know, ultimately, when Gideon defeated the enemies, who got the glory?
当基甸打败那个米甸的全军的时候，谁得到荣耀呢？
Obviously, it is God.
就是神得到这荣耀。
The Israelites can no longer boast that they did it on their own.
以色列人不能自己说这是他们靠着自己的能力做到的。
They must give all the glory to God.
只能把全部的荣耀归给神。
You know, Hudson Taylor said this.
戴德生这么说道。
You know, when God want to use a person,He will look for someone small enough, weak enough for him to use.
所以神要使用一个人的时候，他会寻找一个够卑微、够软弱的人，能够让他使用的人。
Ultimately, when the job is done, who gets the glory?
当完成了这不可能任务的时候呢，谁得到荣耀呢？
God Himself.
就是神本身。
Beloved brothers and sisters, are we small, weak?And humble enough for God to use.
所以我们应当思想，我们是够微小、够软弱、够谦卑吗？能够配得让神使用吗？
Yes, are we small enough, weak and humble enough for the Almighty God to use us?
是的，我们够微小吗？我们够软弱吗？我们够谦卑吗？能够让神来使用吗？
Let me now summarize my message.
今天我总结我今天下午的正道。
The Bible in Psalms 46:10 tell us to be still and know that He is God.
诗篇46篇第10章告诉我们要休息，要知道他是神。
The phrase be still and know that I'm God call us to take time to pause and reflect.
这个经文呢要安静，要休息，要知道我是神呢，是提醒我们必须要能够安静下来。来思想，来反思。
It reminds us that God is still in control, no matter what happens in our life.
再次提醒我们，不管我们生命当中发生了什么事情，神仍然掌权。
In a time of crisis, the Israelites did this.
在碰到困难的时候，以色列人这么做。
They look unto the Lord to defeat the invincible Egyptian army.
他们仰望神来打败这个强大的埃及军队。
They wait upon the Lord to destroy the indestructible Jericho wall.
耐心等候神来自己来摧毁这个耶利哥的城墙。
And they depend upon the Lord to overcome the impossible Midianites and allies.
所以仰望神呢，自己来对抗打败这一个米甸和全军。
So if ever we are in crisis, let us learn to look unto the Lord, wait upon the Lord, and depend upon the Lord.
所以当我们碰到困难的时候，让我们一起来学习仰望神，来耐心等候神，然后把所有的完全交托依靠神。
And when we are fearful, let us remember to be still.
当我们感到惧怕的时候，让我们学习如何安静，如何来休息。
It means to trust God.
意思就是能够学习信靠神。
Stand firm and do what we need to do.
站稳，知道清楚的知道我们该做什么。
And give God all the glory when we are victorious.
当得胜的时候呢，把全部的荣耀归给神。
So in this way, we will get to know God better.
这样的话，我们就一天一天的更认识神。
Amen. Let us stand with a closing prayer.
让我们起立一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
我们在天上的父亲，我们感谢，我们也赞美你。
Thank you, Father, that you are the Almighty God.
感谢主，因为你是全能的天父。
You are the great I am. You are the great I am.
你就是我是。
And Lord, as we stand before you this afternoon, may you teach all of us to humble ourselves before you.
当我们今天站立在主你面前的时候，主啊，求主你教导我们如何谦卑下来。
Yes, God, what you want from us is not our ability or our capability.
你所要我们的不是我们的能力或者我们的才能。
God, what you want from all of us here is our availability.
主啊，你所要的是我们愿意的心。
And God, you will manifest your glory as we humble ourselves before you.
当我们在主你面前再次谦卑的时候，愿你的荣耀彰显。
We thank you and praise you all this in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们再次感谢赞美你，奉耶稣基督的名求的。
Amen. 我们站着唱回应的诗歌。